This is Dahmer with the local news for Sunday, April 3rd, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. First, Andrea Sears has this report from Public News Service.
It's final. The Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego, New York, will permanently shut down next January. Entergy, the plant's owner, has sent a letter to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission confirming the date. The GE boiling water reactor, the same design as the reactors at Fukushima, has been losing money for years. The announcement was welcome news to Jessica Azoulay at the Alliance for a Green Economy, which has been calling for the closing of the plant for the past 4 years.
We're relieved to know that there's a date certain that this reactor will stop operating. We've been extremely concerned about safety issues at the reactor.
Because Fitzpatrick is a major source of tax revenue for Oswego County and employs more than 600 people, local elected officials and Governor Andrew Cuomo still are hoping to keep the plant open. But Azoulay points out that the years-long process of decommissioning the facility will require a significant number of workers.
So that's one of our key demands, to make sure that that decommissioning process begins right away and that a big portion of the current workforce stays on to do that decommissioning work.
If passed, a provision in the state budget bill being voted on Thursday night would provide up to $30 million to communities that lose property taxes due to the closing of an electric generating facility. Two other nuclear power plants in the state are losing money. According to Azoulay, New York State is now considering a clean energy standard that would support the development of renewable energy sources, including wind and solar.
But would also force ratepayers to subsidize nuclear power plants. The decision-making over that will happen over the next few months, and we're opposing nuclear subsidies in that deal.
Governor Cuomo has called for the closing of the problem-plagued Indian Point nuclear power plant, located just 25 miles north of New York City. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
Ariel Zangla in the Daily Freeman reports that Democratic congressional candidates Zephyr Teachout and Will Yandick are both greeting voters with smiles and arguing with each other in their contest to run for the New York 19th Congressional District seat now held by Chris Gibson, Republican from Kinderhook. Yandick's campaign claimed an April 3rd appearance at the Accord Firehouse would be with both candidates simultaneously, but Teachout says that was never confirmed and is arriving slightly later at 4 p.m. than when Yandick will arrive at 3. Teachout, a Fordham University law professor who lives in Dutchess County, and Yandick, a farmer and deputy supervisor of the town of Livingston in Columbia County, are running in a June 28th primary. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a chance of snow before 8 a.m. Sunday, then a chance of snow showers between 8 a.m. and noon. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 31, but blustery with high winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 43 miles per hour. Sunday night, there's a chance of snow after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 20. Monday, snow is likely, mainly after 8 a.m., with a high near 37 and a low around 18, and Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 30. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio for Greene, Columbia, Ulster, Dutchess, Albany, Rensselaer, Schoharie, and Delaware counties in western Massachusetts.